Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome to 1996.
I could have gone for some Jackal, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, man, Jackal. This is the second mention Jackal's had on the show this morning. Justin requested that for Wildcard Wednesday. Any song, any artist, anything, and you can get your requests in. That's the Cardigans, Loveful. Dan, did the Cardigans ever have another hit? Because that was a big hit.
This might be a fun topic another day, like when the second single that doesn't get press from like a one-hit artist that's actually really good. Because they had a song, I want to say it was called Gran Turismo, that was kind of like the opposite of that. You know, you have bands doing that a lot. That was very poppy.
Yeah.
That Gran Turismo was very rock-driven, very guitar-driven, very sped up and kind of angry. And it was a great song, but it wasn't Loveful, so nobody paid attention
right.
to it.
Was I right with that year?
Let's see.
I said 96. Maybe it's a little bit later than that.
It was on the Romeo plus Juliet soundtrack.
Oh,
helps us place.
That would probably be 95 then, I think. Because, let's see, Titanic came out in 97.
Released September of 96.
Oh, man, I was right on the money. How about that? So, because secretly I'm the biggest Cardigans fan in the world.
You love the band and the sweater.
Exactly. All right. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How's everybody doing? Welcome back to the show. You know, it's really funny when I have like a musician in and the people who work here go into Dan's, production room there where he is, the producer's pit, to see this guy play. It's like, I know... Jim, you came in and watched.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
And, very impressed.
Yeah, he's an amazing guy. The guy can play the guitar.
Yeah, wow. He can.
Oh, man, can he play the guitar. So, anyway, that was fun. Well, we're talking music here. We're going to talk about songs that sound alike. And we've talked about this before. It's always fun to do that. But it's never ending. And we want to hear from you what two songs sound, you know, eerily the same. Whether it be just by coincidence or whether it be a ripoff of other songs, 312-981-7200. The reason I brought this up is because there's an article, 8 famous songs using borrowed tunes, and these are all like classic older ones. We'll start off with, but we'll get into the more of the modern era of songs that sound a little bit too much like other songs. 312-981-7200. So the first one is. It's Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, the Alphabet Song, and Ba Ba Black Sheep. The question is, which song was the original? None of them. The tune is based on an old French folk song called Ah Mother, If I Could Tell You. It was already popular when a young Mozart composed 12 variations in the 1780s. The 3 popular children's songs are basic versions of the tune. As for which of them came first, Twinkle Twinkle was originally a poem published in 1808, but it doesn't appear to have been set until 1838. The Alphabet Song was published as The Schoolmaster in 1834, and Ba Ba Black Sheep existed under a different melody as far back as 1744. Of the three, it seems like the first to use the French tune was probably the Alphabet Song, but again, it's hard to say for sure. So Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, the Alphabet Song, and Ba Ba Black Sheep. And so they're all taken from this French folk song called Ah Mother, If I Could Tell You. And we have that, so we can see where this came from.
À vous dirai-je, maman, ce qui cause mon tourment. Papa veut que je raisonne. Moi je dis que les bonbons valent mieux que la raison.
Yeah, that's certainly it. That's certainly the elf. Now, I don't know Ba Ba Black Sheep. I know the television series with Robert Conrad. I know that, but I don't think I know this. Jim, do you know the song?
I think I've heard it.
I mean, well, it probably sounds exactly like what we just heard.
Pretty much.
But I don't know any of the lyrics or anything.
I can't give you those.
Yeah. I just know that I know the Robert Conrad show from the 70s.
It would be great if the theme song actually sounded like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah. That would be good. That would be good. All right. Let's see. Next is the Star-Spangled Banner. Before it crossed the Atlantic, the Star-Spangled Banner was a British song called To Anacreon in Heaven, written for a London's Gentleman Music Club in 1775. So that was taken from Star-Spangled Banner, was taken from a London's Gentleman Music Club.
Was Francis Scott Key, was he just the lyrics then?
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
I guess so.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that either. Or maybe he took credit for it like Zeppelin did to, all these years. And so the third one is on this list, which we have an example of, is My Country Tis of Thee. The song may have first appeared as God Save Great George the King sometime around 1740, and it's still used today as God Save the Queen or King. Baptist minister Samuel Francis Smith didn't match American lyrics to it until 1831 when he was studying at Andover Theological Seminary. During the 18th and 19th centuries, the song also became the Danish national anthem, the Prussian national anthem, and the Liechtenstein national anthem, among others. So, My Country Tis of Thee is God Save the Queen, or My Country Tis of Thee. Here's an example of that. So that's definitely, that's God Save the Queen. All right, so that's God Save the Queen. And here's My Country Tis of Thee. Yeah, that's the same thing. It's definitely the same thing. It sounds like the same chorus performing it, too. Unless they did it back-to-back as a comparison. All right. Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Before Hark the Herald Angels Sing was a Christmas carol celebrating the coming of the newborn king. It was a Felix Mendelssohn song that celebrated Johannes Gutenberg. The piece was written to honor the 400th anniversary of the invention of the printing press. In 1855, an English musician named William Cummings made a 1739 composition entitled A Hymn for Christmas to fit the Mendelssohn masterpiece. Okay. Auld Lang Syne. Many people hear Auld Lang Syne exactly once a year. In Japan, the nostalgic song is more commonplace. It's used in many retail stores to notify customers that the store is closing soon. What?
Wow. That's just weird.
That's weird. Instead of Auld Lang Syne, which it itself is a mashup of an old folk song and a Robert Burns poem, the song there is called Hotaru no Hikari. The lyrics are about the various hardships suffered by a devoted student, including studying by the light of a firefly. Well, that seems appropriate to let people know that the store is closing. What?
Wow. Okay.
Oh, man. All right. We don't have an example of that. What child is this? It seems like all these Christmas songs are ripoffs. We're finding a theme here. What child is this? This religious Christmas standard has come a long way since its 16th century origins as an old English folk song. The original lyrics sang the praises of Lady Greensleeves, and there is a theory that the term Greensleeves is actually a reference to a prostitute. That's
okay.
Very Christmassy.
We're ruining Christmas.
Yeah,
today,
Christmas is just being ruined right here by these songs.
Yeah.
Maybe we shouldn't know the origin of some of these songs. All right. Okay. Yankee Doodle Dandy. Before it was a 4th of July staple, the British sang it to make fun of the poor ragtag colonists. Oh, man. And before it was theirs, the Dutch used it as a harvest song using nonsense lyrics like Yanker Doodle Doodle Down.
It kind of makes you wonder how these things get adopted into the way we now know them.
Yeah. I also think it's funny that, like, two of the most patriotic songs, you know, in American history, you know, obviously our national anthem, Star Spangled Banner, Yankee Doodle Dandy, both came from British.
Yeah, it was essentially old school trolling.
What is that? What's going on there? And then finally, this is an interesting one, My Way. Few songs are as synonymous with a performer as My Way is to Frank Sinatra, but it wasn't actually his. It started out as a French song written in 1967 by composers Claude François and Jacques Revaux. Singer, songwriter, and one-time teen idol Paul Anka heard it while visiting in Paris, thought there was something to it, and bought the rights. He eventually rewrote the lyrics specifically for Sinatra, and the rest is history. Unfortunately, it seems old Blue Eyes got a little burned out on this hit. He always thought the song was self-serving and self-indulgent, his daughter Tina once told the BBC. So the 1967 song that Paul Anka heard is called As Usual, in French, the translation is As Usual. So here's the original song that Paul Anka heard in France.
Sans bruit, je quitte la maison, tout est gris dehors, comme d'habitude, j'ai froid, je relève mon col, comme d'habitude.
Okay, Paul Anka ripped off. Well, he bought the rights, so he really didn't rip it off.
But I would love to know what he paid for it.
Yeah.
Because that song's still paying dividends. I feel like I'm hearing it in commercials now.
Oh, you are. And here it is.
Each charted course, each careful step.
Oh, wait, and the president danced to it at the inauguration. I totally forgot about that. Didn't he? Didn't they dance to this?
Which is kind of ironic, given what you said Sinatra's reasons were for kind of abandoning it.
Well, which, yeah, that's right. There you go. All right. Now, those are some classic and old standards and stuff like that, but we've got more modern versions of it right now, and that's what we want to do here. We want to hear from you guys. Text or call in 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Songs that sound suspiciously like other songs. Is it a coincidence? Are they ripoffs? Songs that sound like other songs. We've got some examples, and we'll talk more about that coming up. Wild Card Wednesday continues. Your requests, any artist, any song, anything, 312-981-7200. Text them in, 312-981-7200. Russ requested She Caught the Katie from the Blues Brothers soundtrack. All right, 312-981-7200. We're talking about songs that sound a lot like other songs, and we've got some examples here. And, you know, we've talked about this before, and it's a lot of fun. And I know that there's always new ways and there's new songs that can be added to these lists, and songs that sound suspiciously like other songs. The first one that we're going to talk about here and play is Spirit's song Taurus from 1968. Do you remember that song at all, Jim? Do you know Taurus by Spirit?
I don't think I do.
And it's versus Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, then okay, then this I do remember.
And then that's versus is three here. Dolly Parton's We Used To from 1975. So the Taurus song was first from 68.
Okay.
Stairway to Heaven was 71, and the Dolly Parton song was 75. So we're going to hear them back to back to back. Here we go. So that's Taurus by Spirit. That sounds a lot like Stairway to Heaven.
These were the guys. Wasn't there just a lawsuit about this? I think.
Yeah,
sure.
I think they're well. You know, Led Zeppelin gets sued every three
all
weeks.
All the time. Yeah.
I mean, they spent their first you know two albums essentially ripping off old blues guys.
Didn't they actually lose?
Oh, they did.
Willie Dixon?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. And now if you buy the Zeppelin stuff, you got the actual author, the real writers, credited instead of just Page and Plant.
Yeah.
Let Page Plant. Yeah, you wrote the Lemon song. Sure, you did. Anyway, here's Stairway. Yeah, man, let's get the lead out. Yeah!
There's a lady who's.
Yeah, man, Zeppelin.
All that glitters is gold.
Yeah, man.
And she's buying the stairway.
Okay, so there it is. We have all heard that 8 million times. And my guess is that The Loop played it 50 times today. That would be my guess. And Bird plays it every time he's on the air. Now, here's the Dolly Parton song. This one was 1975. This is We Used To by Dolly Parton.
We used to walk through fields of green. We used to sit by clear blue streams. We used to be so happy, me and you.
That's exactly Stairway to Heaven.
I've never heard that. That's amazing. Wow.
1975. And again, ironic that Zeppelin got ripped off. So, all right, we got to. So it started out with Taurus, which sounds, you know, which Stairway to Heaven sounds a lot like Taurus, and We Used To by Dolly Parton sounds exactly like Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah, that was the most blatant part of it, really.
Yeah. Wow. All right, we got more of these coming up, and we want to hear from you. Songs that sound suspiciously alike. 312-981-7200. Fly Jam, man. It's not even Friday. It's Wild Card Wednesday, where you pick the songs that we listen to coming back from breaks. And today's theme is Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist, anything. 312-981-7200. Dominic picks that one. And it's Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. Oh, I always wanted to be a Pip. Wouldn't it be great to be a Pip?
Always a fan of the synchronized dance moves.
Oh, yeah. And the woo woo. Yes. They would do the pulling the horn. Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Hey, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio. And we're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and my buddy and yours, the great Steve Cochran, at 6 for your morning drive. We are talking about songs that sound suspiciously like one another. And we've got some examples of that. And if you want to call in or text in with your thoughts, maybe we can Dan can put on his DJ shoes and we can compare. Now, Jim, you said you had a couple, right?
Yeah, I've got a list here of a couple.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that in a second. Now, Dan, I wanted to. This is one of my own here, and I don't know if this if you wrote this one down on your list, but Eurythmics' "Sweet Dreams." And then the song that sounds exactly like it is Corey Hart's "I Wear My Sunglasses at Night."
Okay, sure.
Do we have these? We can compare this back to back. Here we go. That's "Sweet Dreams." God, I love Eurythmics. I love Annie Lennox so much. And so here's Corey Hart with his sunglasses on. I think I think they sound pretty damn close.
In Release to Your Part. I never caught that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. God, I dated a girl who was in love with Corey Hart. Oh, my God, did she love Corey Hart. It's like, oh, my God, he's the hottest. I love him so much.
Wow.
She loved Corey Hart. She was like, you should get your hair cut like Corey Hart's.
What was your response to that?
I don't even remember. I think my hair was terrible at that time. It was in the 80s, so my hair, okay. You know, I had a mullet. I had the Bono mullet, because Bono had a mullet, you know. You go back and look at Live Aid.
He is one of my all-time favorite mullets. Yeah.
Oh, he is one of the greatest mullets. Like, in 1985, if Bono had a mullet, it was awesome. Like, yes. You went, this is cool. I must look like this. I also had, like, the rat tail. Everything, just the one rat. 80s, the 80s were bad for my hair. Bad for my hair and my clothes. So, yeah, not good.
I got a tag onto that one.
Oh, you do?
I do. So this was a guilty pleasure until I realized it was the Eurythmics / Sweet Dreams / Corey Hart's Sunglasses at Night, and it's Miley Cyrus's See You Again.
Uh-oh.
I got my sights set on you, and I'm ready to...
Oh, my God!
Wow. That's amazing.
That's crazy. I know you knew that? You know this?
I mean, this came out during her Hannah Montana days, and like it was on the radio, and I'm like, God, I can't believe I love this song. And then I know why now.
That's crazy. I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's pretty blatant.
It's really blatant.
I hope one of them got a check for Miley.
Oh, man. Wow. I've never heard that before. I'm terrified that you knew it.
I'm impressed, actually.
You know, I am too. Dan never ceases to amaze me. Never. He's the best. All right, let's try this next one. How about this one, Jim? The Kinks, All Day and All the Night.
They're on my list, by the way.
And it's and against The Doors, Hello, I Love You.
Okay.
You know, you have a Kinks song. Do you have a Kinks song that sounds like a different song?
I have an artist I think has ripped off the Kinks many times.
Okay.
Well, Green Day.
Oh, listen, Green Day has made a career on taking other riffs.
Yes, they have. I have three Green Day songs.
Oh, yeah. The what's the American Idiot? There's that long suite on that album. It's like a 14-minute song. I can't remember the name of it. And it rips off like four different songs. It rips off Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams. It rips off Symptom of the Universe by Sabbath. It's ridiculous.
They're amazing. They've essentially... I mean, they have Dookie. There's really not too much that they're ripping off. After that, every single album.
No. I mean, an American Idiot, you can just like... Well, we actually, Green Day is on this list.
Okay.
So what do you have? You have Green Day and the Kinks?
I have Green Day ripping off two Kinks songs, plus they covered the Kinks.
Yeah.
And also the Stray Cats.
They ripped off
Stray Cats, yeah. Yeah, Hitchin' a Ride sounds a lot like Stray Cats Strut.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's try this here and see what happens. This is the Kinks, All Day and All the Night in 64, saying that they were ripped off by the Doors. And, in fact, I believe Ray Manzarek actually admitted it. If I'm not mistaken, at some point Ray Manzarek admitted it. But here is the Kinks, All Day and All of the Night first, which was since 1964.
In the daytime, girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side.
God, the Kinks rule.
Underrated because everyone rips them off.
They rule. The Kinks rule. All right, so here's Hello, I Love You. You know, it's close.
They slowed it down at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, it bears quite a resemblance.
It does. Yeah, it does. and I don't, there was no lawsuit, but I do, I think at one point, like I said, Manzarek said, hey, yeah, we kind of ripped off the Kinks.
I had never caught that one. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, we have a caller here, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, what's going on?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, man.
My song is It's Given to Fly by Pearl Jam.
Given to Fly by Pearl Jam, yeah.
That's total ripoff of Going to California by...
Yeah, yes, it is. You're absolutely right. Hold on. All right, Aaron, hang on. Here we go. Let's hear this. We're going to hear Going to California first.
Spend my days with a woman unkind, smoke my stuff and drink all my wine. Made up my mind, make a new start, going to California with an aching in my heart. Someone told me there's a girl out there with love in her eyes and flowers in her hair.
Yeah. Okay, so that's Zeppelin. And here's Given to Fly by Pearl Jam. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty blatant, Aaron. Yeah.
Same as you. The first time I heard it, I was like, oh, I really like this song. Yeah. Now I know why.
Now I know why, because it's going to California. All right, Aaron, yeah. Take care, man.
All right, you too.
See you later. Yeah, I don't care. I still like Given to Fly.
Yeah, I think one of the Pearl Jam members, it might be Eddie. One of them has kind of copped to it at this point too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've talk about how the classic rock stuff influenced them,
right?
You know, constantly, and you can hear it. You know, you can hear it on all their on a lot of their well, not more on their earlier like 10. You can hear a lot of classic rock influences on that album.
Well, Better Man is pretty much Save It for Later by the English Beat.
Yeah. But it's still a great song.
It is, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, we got a break here. We got weather, we got traffic, we'll come back, we got more songs that sound alike. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200 for talk and text. And also that number for your Wildcard Wednesday requests, any song, any artist, anything.
Search the honky-tonks and bars, kill that man and give me that awful name.
Yeah.
Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July.
Oh, yeah. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Nick DiGilio here on WGN. 319 area code requested Johnny Cash, Boy Named Sue. Written by the great Shel Silverstein. The great Shel Silverstein wrote that song. Speaking of songs, we're talking about songs that sound suspiciously alike. This next one that I'm going to play, Jim, is one of the most blatant and obvious.
Okay.
And there was a lawsuit for this one. This is right, Dan. There was a lawsuit for the next one I'm going to do here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the legendary ones.
Yeah.
I think the next two are the ones that are considered the huge lawsuits.
Right. Yeah. It's a couple more down on the list. But, yeah, this is a huge one. And, Jim, I don't know if you jotted this one down. But it's Ghostbusters ripping off "I Want a New Drug."
I didn't write it down, but yeah, that one is legendary.
And it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. So it's Huey Lewis in the News, "I Want a New Drug," which came out in early 1984, and then Ray Parker Jr. with the Ghostbusters theme, which also came out in 84. And then there was a lawsuit on this, and this is a true story. I don't know if you know this story, Jim, but this is a true story. When Columbia Pictures hired Ray Parker Jr.
right
to do the song. They brought him in the office. They played him "I Want a New Drug," and they said, "We want something like this."
Did they ask Huey Lewis first for the song?
You know what? Maybe that's what happened. Yeah,
I think that happened too. And
yeah.
Then they brought Ray Parker.
Ray Parker Jr. in and just
rip it off.
And played the song in the meeting. So all right, so here it is. Here's Huey Lewis's first "I Want a New Drug."
When I'm alone with you. Thank you.
Okay. It's just so blatant.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
It's just so blatant. Here's Ghostbusters.
I'm afraid of no ghosts.
Here's a question. I've never thought about this. This song is like 33 years old, and Invisible Man's not a ghost. You don't call Ghostbusters if there's Invisible Man. He's not a ghost. I mean, he's a guy who experimented on himself, and he turned invisible. You don't call Ghostbusters to get a guy who's a scientist.
You're applying too much logic to Ray Parker Jr.
It's like 33 years I've been hearing that song, and I just realized now that an Invisible Man's not a ghost. You call Invisible Man Busters. Mad Scientist Busters. That's who you call.
Oh, man.
So what were some of the other ones that you had, Jim? You had what Kink songs,
from Green Day?
Yeah, Green Day.
I had Green Day, Walking Contradiction, them ripping off Do It Again. It's pretty blatant.
Okay.
And then Warning, they rip off Picture Book pretty well.
Yeah.
Hitchin' a Ride rips off Stray Cat Strut.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe the White Stripes were accused of ripping off Dead Leaves and Dirty Ground from Brain Stew by Green Day. But to me, they both sound like 25 or 6 to 4.
Well, guess what's next on our list?
Is that on the list? All right.
Yes. 25 or 6 to 4 versus Green Day Brain Stew. This one seems to me also absolutely obvious.
Yeah.
So here is 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago first. Yeah. Okay. I got to tell you, Jim, the first time I heard Brain Stew, I was like, this is 25 or 6 to 4.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first time I heard it.
Yeah.
And here's the reason. It's the same thing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting shit but running now.
Yeah, it's the same damn thing.
Now, can you visualize Dead Leaves in the Dirt?
Yes.
By White Stripes?
Yes.
To me, that's the same, too.
Yeah. Dan, can you dig that one up? Dead Leaves, what's it called again?
Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground, I think, or Dead Leaves in the Dirty Grass, maybe?
Dead Leaves in the Dirty Ground, Dead Leaves in the Dirty, it's White Stripes.
Yeah. They were accused at the time of ripping it off from Green Day, Brain Stew, but it's
seriously,
on.
They were. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's 25 or 6 to 4.
Yeah.
That's it. And again, you know, Green Day, and you had Green Day on your list many,
oh my God,
many
yeah.
times because they
that's
really
what they do.
They rip off a lot of riffs. All right, here we go.
They change it more than Green Day, but not much.
Yeah, no, that's essentially the same riff. They changed it a little. I mean, Brain Stew is an absolute ripoff of 25 or
yes.
6 to 4. That just sounds similar. It's the same kind. It's the same sort of riff, but it's not nearly as blatant as what Green Day
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's one of the worst ones on the list.
It's
yeah.
crazy. All right, here's the next one. The Hollies with The Air That I Breathe versus Radiohead's Creep. So the Hollies, you remember The Air That I Breathe?
I think so.
Yeah. 1974, big hit for the Hollies. And then they compare it to Creep in 1992. So here's The Air That I Breathe by the Hollies first, and you be the judge.
Okay. These came upon me and then these me weep. So sleep, silent angel.
Okay. So you can hear it, right, Jim?
Yeah, it's there.
Yeah, here's Creep.
But I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here. I don't belong here.
So, that's similar.
I never caught that one.
Yeah, that's real close. It's real close. But, yeah, so... Now, before we go to news, this is also one of the more legendary ones, Jim.
Okay.
This also was a lawsuit. It's the Chiffons' He's So Fine versus George Harrison's My Sweet Lord. And this is blatant and resulted in a lawsuit.
He's so fine.
Yeah, hang on, that's pretty blatant. Here we go. This is George Harrison.
Yeah, did Harrison ever cop to it?
Oh yeah, we had to pay. He had to pay out. He got sued and he lost the case. Absolutely.
Did Tom York ever comment?
I don't.
He strikes me as the type who would, under no circumstances, admit that.
No way. Yeah, no way. I don't think he's ever. I don't think he ever copped to it either. Okay, we got a break here for the news, which is coming up in about 6 seconds.
Letters are ever the same. I drop them both, then say the name like.
Yes, well, Wild Card Wednesday, all right. Good morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. I was hoping the person who requested that song was named Chuck. That would have really been appropriate. But it was Peter in Decatur who requested Shirley Ellis in the Name Game. All right. Yeah. All right, we're talking about songs that sound similar. And I got one that somebody sent me here. Dan, maybe you can find this one. The Strokes' Last Night is a ripoff of Tom Petty's American Girl.
Okay.
So.
I can hear them both.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, there was the recent Tom Petty, Sam Smith thing, too.
Yes, that was. You know, I guess people like to rip off Tom Petty.
Tom Petty, and he does not like it.
No, he doesn't.
That's not the guy to do that.
No, you don't want to mess with Tom Petty.
You will pay.
Yeah. So this is were able to find, Dan?
I just need a few more
seconds. Yeah, give you some time. So there you go. Let's see.
I'm trying to think. Like, now I could kind of hear both in my head.
Yeah.
Petty and the Strokes.
Yeah. Paxton sent a text that says, this is fantastic that Paxton sent this in. I love this. He said, you remember the episode of My So-Called Life when Jared Leto's band ripped off Hocus Pocus by Focus and Claire Danes called him on it? Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
That's not the Jared Leto reference I was expecting.
No. Well, the thing is, Jim, if you're a regular listener of this show,
yes.
You know that
I'm
a fan of My So-Called Life. And Jordan Catalano is my favorite. And I was so mad when there was no resolution. They canceled the show before there was a resolution. And I was like a 14-year-old girl screaming in front of my TV. But yeah, when he ripped off Hocus Pocus by Focus.
That's outstanding.
That's great. Do we have the songs? The Strokes? Well, we're going to do Strokes. Oh, no. Tom Petty first, right? All right. Here's American Girl. This song rules. Okay. Okay, and here is the Strokes. Yeah, that's pretty close, man.
I can't believe I never noticed that one.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that's close. That's close enough to compare the two.
That's a pretty good call.
Yeah. Good ears. Good ears. All right. Let's see. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in here. We're talking about songs that sound suspiciously alike. Either they were by coincidence, or they were influenced, or they were flat-out ripped off. Here's Harold on WGN. Hey, Harold.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's going on? Woodstock, the movie. Country Joe McDonald comes out and sings Fixin' the Die Blues. Compare it to Muskrat Ramble by Willie DeWine Smith.
You got him, Dan? Okay. All right. So, and now. Yeah, it's close. Yeah, that's close.
It certainly is.
Yeah. Very, very, very close. I just looked at another one, Dan. Maybe you can find this. Evidently a Rihanna song called Love Without Tragedy sounds like Message in a Bottle by the Police. I'm not a Rihanna.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Rihanna and the Police.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll let Dan try and find that. So it's Love Without Tragedy by Rihanna, and apparently it sounds like Message in a Bottle. So, like, right from the beginning, apparently. All right. Let's do this one. Here you go. Spoon, I Turn on My Camera, from 2005, versus Kelly Clarkson, All I Ever Wanted, from 2010. So, Spoon.
Okay.
I Turn Off My Camera, Kelly Clarkson. Here's the Spoon song. Okay. Now here's Kelly Clarkson with All I Ever Wanted. Let's see if they sound alike. Tear up the photographs where yesterday won't let go. Every day, every minute. Here comes the emptiness. Just can't be lonely alone. Every day, hey, hey. Yeah, that's pretty close.
You could make that argument,
jeez,
yes.
Man.
Wow. I can't believe how many of these I never caught.
Yeah. Yeah, I never caught that one. Well, I don't listen to Kelly Clarkson very often, but yeah. Okay, that's pretty close. There's a lot of them out there. Sam sent in a text that said Secret Agent Man has been ripped off a ton. That's true. That riff.
Yeah.
That riff has been there are riffs though that have been
well,
like
the Bo Diddley beat.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Do we have the Rihanna and the Police? And we'll hear the Police first, correct? All right, here's Message in a Bottle, which rules. Talk about riffs. Oh, man.
Thank you.
all know that that song rules the planet. So this is Rihanna. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Wow.
Oh. Man, oh, man. You know, that's crazy.
Again, it all comes down to who you rip off. Because to me, the Tom Petty, Sam Smith thing is not as blatant as half of what we've heard.
Oh, here. I know. I know. That, I've never heard. I mean, I don't listen to Rihanna, but that's the riff from Message in a Bottle.
Yeah, it is.
It's absolutely the riff from Message in a Bottle. One of the only times I was ever nervous interviewing somebody, Jim.
Okay.
Andy Summers.
Wow, yeah, that's a pretty good one.
Because the Police, you know, that was my entire high school. I went to high school between 1979 and 1983. All of the Police albums were released between 1979 and 1983. And it was like my high school years were dominated by the Police.
When I was in grade school, yeah. I thought Andy Summers was the coolest. Like, forget Sting. I would watch those Police videos, and I just thought Andy Summers was the cool one.
No, it was very weird, man, because it was on a Saturday. He came in town. He wrote a book. This is about 10 years ago.
One Train Later.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly. It's a tremendous book. And he came down, you know, when he was – and I went to the bathroom. This was downstairs in the Showcase studio.
Okay.
And there was a bathroom, like, in the hallway right outside the Showcase studio. There's a bathroom. So I go in there, and as I was in the bathroom – the publicist brought, you know, my producer Andy, and the publicist brought Andy Summers in.
Okay.
And I didn't, you know, and I didn't realize it. And I go to the bathroom. I come out of the bathroom. I walk in, and there's Andy Summers sitting 3 feet from the mic I was going to sit at.
Wow.
And it all hit me. I was like, oh, my God, that's Andy Summers. This was 2006 because I said, you know, I'm going to ask you this question. You know, we did the interview. It was a great interview. He was phenomenal. He was on the show for like 2 hours.
Wow,
oh, my God, it was fantastic. One of my favorite interviews of all time. It was the only time I was ever really nervous, other than Jimmy Stewart. When I met Jimmy Stewart, I was freaking out.
Okay.
So I was, like, really nervous. I was like, oh, my God, this is Andy Summers. This is, like, one of my teenage heroes right here from my favorite band, one of my favorite bands of all time. So we do the interview, and then at the end, I'm like, okay, I'm going to ask you, you know, and I know you get this question every time. Any chance you guys are going to get back together? Any chance? And he went, there was a pause. And he said, you know, I think maybe.
Wow.
And then the next year was when they did the reunion tour, 2007. So it broke on my show. That scoop was on my show.
Did that blow up, like, at that point?
No, not really. You know, but the fact that he didn't say absolutely not.
Okay.
I was like, what are you kidding me?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that was great. And the Police rule. So, and Rihanna ripped off the damn Police.
And Andy Summers with the Animals. Until I read that book, I had no idea he was even in the Animals.
I know. Isn't that crazy? What a career.
Yeah.
What a career. Amazingly talented guy. Okay. I have absolutely no idea what this is. It's Hannah requested David Guetta featuring Sia. I know Sia.
David Guetta, I believe is how it's pronounced.
All right.
I think.
The song's called She Wolf.
All right.
So that, is there a video? Is a little girl dancing around in the video?
No, this was.
She was just a featured player on the.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, Dan, didn't you say once her face was shown somewhere?
Yes, she was like performing at Red Rocks, and like the wind blew by, and it actually
It popped the wig up.
Yeah, it popped the wig up for a few seconds.
So, do you know who her uncle is?
Who Sia's uncle is?
Yeah,
no,
Colin Hay from Men at Work.
No, no, come on.
So there's this new documentary out about Colin.
Yeah, about
Hay,
Colin Hay. Yeah,
and she's in it with the face exposed throughout the entire thing because a buddy of mine was sitting there, and I brought up Sia afterward, and he goes, "Wait," and the light bulb goes on. He goes, "That was Sia, the pop star?" I'm like, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Face exposed the entire time, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I interviewed Colin Hay a couple of years ago, and he kept bringing up his niece, and I'm like, who's he talking about? And
yeah.
Finally figured out that it was Sia.
Yeah, he was just in town.
Yeah, yeah, he was at City Winery.
He was at City Winery, and they screened the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I love Colin Hay.
I do, too.
I think he's so amazingly talented. And one of my favorite songs from the 80s, ever.
Overkill?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
One of the best songs ever.
Yep.
And who? What was the band that covered it? Laszlo.
Laszlo Bane. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, their cover was their cover was, and he comes in for the final chorus.
Yeah, because they do the Scrubs theme too, and right. Colin had so much involvement there.
Yeah, yeah. Colin Hay singing Overkill, serenading Overkill throughout episodes of Scrubs. That's why one thing I will say that's awesome about Zach Braff is that he included Colin Hay on the soundtrack for Garden State,
yeah.
And he was in Scrubs. You know,
and I guess the way that started was Bill Lawrence, the creator of Scrubs,
yeah.
is married to Krista Miller, who Krista Miller picked all the music on Scrubs.
Oh.
And she was the fan of Colin Hay and
yeah.
dragged both Bill Lawrence and Zach Braff to see him.
Yeah.
Then they
he's great.
Him on
Colin
the show.
Hay is great, man.
Yeah.
He's great. And, you know, it's you know you think back you oh, man at work goofy down under you know
when I was growing up that was my impression of them and it took his solo takes on some of those tracks
yeah.
to make me realize I was wrong
yeah and Overkill is seriously one of my favorite songs of all time it really is don't rip off Colin Hay people
sorry
all right how about this one Stevie Wonder's Uptight versus Oasis is Step Out
okay
so. It's shocking that Oasis is on this list.
I just assumed you were going to say the Beatles, but okay.
Yeah, no, I know. okay, so here's Uptight by Stevie Wonder. Okay. So we ready? A little Oasis? Oasis, Step Out.
Oh, wow.
Good Lord.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I was going to say no on the music, and then Liam started singing. That's, wow. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oasis ripped off Stevie Wonder. I had
yeah.
no idea.
Yeah. And you know what? And here's the deal. I don't care. I still like Oasis. I'm an Oasis fan,
I
man.
Love them.
I think they're great. I really do. I think they're great. So we got some more people calling in. Here's Tom on WGN. Hey, Tom.
How you doing, Nick?
All right, buddy. What's up?
I got a couple classic ones.
All right.
Neil Young's Mr. Soul ripped off Satisfaction, almost note for note. And Hotel California is a ripoff of an old Jethro Tull song called We Used to Know.
Oh, God. All right, so we got the Stones first. Here we go. Only the most classic rock riff of all time.
Right.
All right, and Neil Young. It's in a different key, yeah,
yeah.
But it's skipping out. I don't care. Neil Young rules.
Yes.
So he can do whatever the hell he wants.
And I mean there's a 90% chance that Stone stole that from somewhere anyway, so I think it's fair.
No,
game.
What's the story where Keith Richards woke up? Was it no I can't get no satisfaction or Jumpin' Jack Flash?
I think it was Jumpin' Jack Flash.
With the riff. Like he
Is that the one he talks about in his Netflix documentary?
Yes.
It was Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Okay, it was Jumpin' Jack Flash. Yeah. I knew it was one of them. So, Tom, thanks for the call. That's pretty close. Let's see. Kurt says Joe Walsh's Rocky Mountain Way versus Steve Miller's The Steak. The riffs are identical.
Okay.
This is
going to disappoint me, too, I have a feeling, I love Joe Walsh.
So do I. He's the only thing about the Eagles that doesn't suck.
Agreed.
I always thought, why is he in that band?
Yeah.
He's way too cool for these guys. All right. So Rocky Mountain Way versus The Steak. I can't recall that one.
Yeah,
we got a break here for news, though. So we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we got more songs that sound suspiciously like other songs. 312-981-7200.
Now my grandma was a teacher. Went to school in Bowling Green.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Coming up at 5, it's the opening bell with Steve Grzanich, and at 6, the great Steve Cochran for your morning drive. 815 area code for Wildcard Wednesday requests John Prine. Grandpa was a carpenter. All right. So we're talking about songs that sound like other songs, whether it be an homage or a ripoff. We don't know. But there are some songs here that sound suspiciously like other songs, and we've been hearing some of those and taking some phone calls and texts, 312-981-7200. Frank says, Mac the Knife is a sped-up version of the Third Man theme. Okay. The intro, Chris says, the intro to Metallica's Until It Sleeps is the exact same as the opening to Black Diamond by Kiss. Yeah, man! Metallica ripping off Kiss. So, yeah. And then 815 area code says that Deep Purple Child in Time versus It's a Beautiful Day by Bombay Calling. I'm not aware.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one.
I'm familiar with Child in Time because it's a jam. But, all right. Here's one, Jim, that has been copped to by the songwriter.
Okay.
It's Boston's More Than a Feeling versus Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay.
And Kurt Cobain has totally, had totally copped to it.
It's so funny, because he loved that classic rock stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And made no apologies for it either. Nope. No pun intended. Oh, man. All right. So here is More Than a Feeling by Boston first, and then you'll hear Smells Like Teen Spirit. And this is I love this. Yeah. It's one of my favorite ones. Okay. So here, of course, is Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Right.
You know, there's something pretty wonderful, I think, about the fact that he openly ripped off Boston, which represents everything that grunge and that kind of music went against.
Yep.
You know,
absolutely.
Like the most commercial corporate rock of all time, Boston, and the spokesman of a generation.
He got away with it for a long time,
on
that one.
Yeah, he did. That's one of my favorite ones of all time. I just love that. People are like, no way. No, he didn't rip off Boston. He probably never listened to Boston. He loved Boston.
He loved all that
stuff. He loved all that crap. He loved Journey. I like Journey. He loved all of that.
There's weird covers on the box set, aren't there, with the lights out?
Yeah.
Doesn't he cover like AC/DC or something? It's
yeah.
Like old demos?
Yeah, he talks about how much the first Bad Company album was like one of his favorite albums of all time, which is not a bad thing. Bad Company rules.
You think about where that guy grew up. And when he grew up, I mean, that's what you were hearing on the radio was that stuff.
That's
classic rock was
exactly right.
Yeah.
What are you going to do, go out in the rain?
Right.
Stay in and listen to...
That's what he was doing.
Listen to Boston. All right. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How are you?
All right.
Great show as always, buddy.
Thanks.
I was telling Dan a very obvious one, another infamous one. Ice, Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice. And Under Pressure, Queen.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but that was a sample. But then he denied it, right? He denied it, didn't
he? Yeah, he totally denied it because they called him out on it. I think it was Behind the Music.
Right.
And he goes, well, mine goes ding, 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 ding. There goes ding, 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 ding. He tries to like...
Right.
Spin it.
It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Why? How would you deny it? Do we have it, Dan? Here we go. So that's, by the way, that song.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He claims one extra beat, by the way.
All right, well, let's hear it.
Exactly.
And there is.
Yeah.
Yo, VIP.
Yeah. Word to your mother.
Yeah. Which is why he's rebuilding houses now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, you know, the response was so great for the anti-Valentine's Day yesterday. Dan was unable to get my request in, but you would have loved it because it was two from level 42.
Oh! Was it Leaving Me Now?
Yeah. Leaving Me Now.
And it's over?
And it's over.
I don't even play around. Don't even play around, Patrick.
Dude, I'm just as huge of a level 42 fan as you are, my friend.
Well,
I even have them live at Wembley. So
yeah, I got it too. That makes two of us, Patrick.
Exactly.
All right, man.
And does this count? I was thinking about this while I was on hold. Stevie Wonder's Pastime Paradise, which I don't know if Coolio bought the rights
or got permission
to use it, but the irony that Coolio got ticked off that Weird Al.
Right. Did Gangsters, well, he did
Amish Paradise. I just find that ironic that it wasn't even his song to begin with, and he had the nerve to get mad at Weird Al for covering it.
That's right. All right, Patrick, thanks, man.
Thank you. Have a
good
one, buddy.
Take care.
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice, man.
Technically, he's not wrong.
Did you? There is an extra beat in there. It sped up a little.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Cool as Ice?
Absolutely.
Do you know who the cinematographer was on that?
No.
Janusz Kaminski.
Okay.
Oscar-winning cinematographer of Schindler's List.
That's amazing.
Wow. Cool as Ice. He shot like four Spielberg movies at the time, and it started out with Cool as Ice. Columbia College graduate, Janusz Kaminski.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Was once married to Holly Hunter.
Okay.
Janusz Kaminski. I know too. Why do I know so much about Janusz Kaminski?
I'm a Columbia grad. I feel uneducated.
I went to Columbia. I didn't graduate, but I went there for a while.
There you go.
So I feel connected.
I think most people didn't graduate, actually. So I.
Yeah.
You're.
I'm in the majority.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not.
All right. How about this one? 815 area code. Cheap Trick, Gonna Raise Hell, which is a jam.
Yeah, it is.
Versus Janet Jackson's Black Cat. You have that, Dan? You have this? Oh, good. I want to hear this.
Yeah, me too.
So I'm having a hard time hearing Black Cat in my head, but here we go, Janet Jackson. It's pretty close.
That is.
It's pretty close.
You could make the argument.
Hey, listen, if Huey Lewis and Terry Thomas, who I call. That's
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Yeah.
If they're going to rip off anybody, you rip off the best. Yes. They ripped off Cheap Trick, who are the best.
Yes, they are.
How many times have you seen Cheap Trick?
Wow. Especially with festivals now, because they seem to pop up at all the festivals. 10, probably.
Yeah, I'm well into double digits.
I love them.
They're unbelievable.
And Robin Zander can still sing.
And he drinks whiskey and he smokes cigarettes. Yeah. And he's got one of the best voices in rock.
Yeah.
Still, the thing about that band is, I saw them as far back as 77.
Okay.
They're as good now as they were 40 years ago.
Absolutely.
Without question. Yeah. I miss Bunny, but without question, that's a band that is just as good now as they were.
And they're playing longer sets now because Rick's kid is younger on the drums. That was part of the reason they weren't playing longer, was because Bunny was having a hard time with it.
Yeah,
supposedly, depending who you listen
to. Depending what story you believe.
But
yeah,
I mean, I saw them at Metro last year. They did a thing when they got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They played for like 2 hours.
They're unbelievable. Yeah. I went to in 1998. One of the greatest four nights I've ever spent in my life.
I know at Metro.
I went all four nights.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
They were one of the first bands to do that too with the full albums.
Yeah. Yep.
Now everyone knows it.
Yep. And the Music for Hangovers, which is the live compilation
DVD,
from those four nights. You can actually see me in the CD in the liner thing.
Okay.
There's a picture of the from the stage point of view.
Right.
And I am next to the spotlight guy. And this was awesome. When I had really long hair. I was next to the spotlight guy. I'm wearing a Schlitz shirt and I have long hair and I'm doing the devil horns.
Throwing them up.
And it's been, and I'm like, as soon as I got Music for Hangovers, I was looking at it and I was like, "Hey, that's me." And that was from night two.
First time I saw them was 99 because they were opening for the Smashing Pumpkins in Tinley.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, they opened for who? What was it? They're coming to town again. You would know this, Jim. They're coming to town again. And they're opening for someone who they shouldn't be opening
for.
Oh,
yeah. It's the Foreigner.
What the hell,
it's
man?
Foreigner, and there's someone else funny on that tour, too. It's Foreigner, Cheap Trick, and there's a third one. I can't remember who it is. You would laugh. I guarantee you'd laugh at the third one. I can't
yeah,
remember.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Oh, it's Jason Bonham.
Is he doing Zeppelin?
Yes,
oh,
he is.
Man.
I think it's like the Jason Bonham Zeppelin experience or something now.
Oh, man. They have to be on after that, right?
I mean, it's getting
you can't.
So.
Okay.
Last year they went out with Hart and Joan Jett.
Yeah.
That was better.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. All three of those acts are fun, although they should headline.
Yeah.
They went on first, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm pretty sure you're correct.
So it was Cheap Trick, Joan Jett, and then Hart.
Yeah.
That's all right, though, because that's, you know.
I would go to that.
Yeah, I would go to that, too, although I would wish for a longer set from Cheap
right.
Trick. So, God, that band rules.
Yes.
All right, we've got a few more songs that sound similar to one another coming up. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. But we got to do the weather and we got to do the traffic here. Yeah, Wild Card Wednesday continues. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Keith in Kansas requested Peter Schilling and Major Tom, the unauthorized sequel to the David Bowie
right.
song.
I'm sure Bowie was thrilled.
It was a big hit, and it was a big hit, though, for some reason. You know why? 80s.
Yeah.
All right. Here, you know, Joe Satriani was mentioned earlier in the show when I had my guest in, Chris Poland, and he was influenced by Joe Satriani and his guitar playing.
Okay.
If I Could Fly by Joe Satriani versus Coldplay's Viva La Vida.
Okay.
Okay?
Interesting.
So the first one is Satriani from 2004. Yeah. All right. Well, here's Coldplay. Pretty close.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say whoever wrote that song was not Chris Martin, because I have a hard time believing Satriani was winding up on Chris Martin's radar.
No, I wouldn't think so either. Not even on Gwyneth's.
Right.
He wouldn't. Satriani wouldn't show up on Goop.
Yeah.
I would imagine. All right. Brian sends in a text that says an Italian composer Giovanni Battista Granata has a song that was composed in 1659, and Stairway to Heaven sounds just like it.
Oh. Stairway,
everything goes back to Stairway to Heaven. Do we have that, Dan? Here we go. Wow!
So did Taurus rip off this guy?
So Taurus. This is unbelievable.
God.
So this was composed in 1659.
I've never heard that one before.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, because do you remember that lawsuit where Jimmy Page had to testify and everything when Taurus sued
yeah,
him?
Yeah.
How did like did how, this come
how
up?
Did they how did they not go? How did the defense yeah. team go? There's a song from 1659 that
we ripped it off.
Wait, Taurus ripped it off. Wow.
Oh man,
that's insane.
Wow. That's pretty good.
Let's see. Red Hot Chili Peppers. What's the name of the song, Dan? Johnny California.
Danny California.
Danny California versus Last Dance with Mary Jane from the 773 area code. So we'll hear we'll hear Tom Petty first, obviously, because he's the originator. It's Tom Petty. Okay. I love that video, too.
Yeah.
Video rules.
Kim Basinger?
Yeah, Kim Basinger Fantastic. All right, and then here's the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Hate to say it.
Yeah.
Getting born in the state of Mississippi, Papa was a
That's the same. It's the same damn song. It's like Tom Petty with tribal tattoos.
Yeah. What's the lesson we've learned today? Tom Petty gets ripped off.
Petty gets ripped off a lot.
And Led Zeppelin rips other people off a lot.
Yeah. And the Stairway to Heaven was written in 1659.
Amazing.
Now this one is weird. I don't. 630 area code says "Bullet to Blue Sky" by U2 is "Stranglehold" by Ted Nugent. Now I don't know. I mean I know both songs.
Yeah.
The riff for Stranglehold is a classic riff. You have it, Dan? Kill it and grill it, man. Okay, so we know that. That's a great riff, man. All right, here's Bullet the Blue Sky. Yeah,
it's close.
Because the bass line sounds like the guitar part.
Uh-huh.
The bass line sounds like the guitar part, but it's both the Blue Skies are completely different.
I agree.
Completely different song. And Bono running around with a spotlight, so
screaming.
Are you gonna see them in June?
I can't wait.
Yeah.
How many times have you seen them?
Five, six times.
Did you go last time at United Center?
No, I went.
I loved it.
The tour before at Soldier. Soldier Field. I saw him twice at Soldier Field.
I still can't wait to see how they set that tour up.
Yeah.
I hope they open and plow straight through the album.
That's what I would imagine that they would do.
Because there are rumors that they're not, because they don't want to open with, what would it be? What's the first
song? I can't remember the first song on Joshua
Tree. Bullet
the Blue Sky? Bullet the Blue Sky is not the first song.
Streets? Might be Streets.
Yeah, Streets Have No Name. That's the first song on it.
To me, they're the rare band that can get away with it because they have enough hits to do.
Yeah.
You could plow through that album and still.
Well, the whole album is hits.
Yeah.
Every song on that album.
You could do that and still have Beautiful Day and New Year's Day and all that stuff.
Yeah. The first time I saw them was 85 at the, by the university.
The Pavilion?
The Pavilion.
Okay.
For the Unforgettable Fire Tour.
Excellent.
That was the first time I saw them. They were great. Let's see. This one doesn't make a lot of sense to me. John says that Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London is a blatant ripoff of Sweet Home Alabama, and Summer of 69 is a ripoff of Werewolves.
I hope not.
I don't see that.
I do love some Bryan Adams.
So do I. I love Bryan Adams. My friend loves Bryan Adams so much he busted three chairs at a concert. you don't have that one, do you, Dan? Okay. I'm going to think about that one. I can kind of see Werewolves of London being similar to Sweet Home Alabama, and I'm listening to it in my head. I can kind of see that.
Okay,
but Summer 69.
Yeah, no, I hope not anyway.
And Werewolves of London.
There's been several times this morning where I've said no, and then we play.
And then you get all sad.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to make you sad.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Listen.
I've got one more for you. The Wallflowers' Three Marlenas. I heard this on the radio this week, and it dawned on me that it was a slowed down version of Sweet Jane.
Oh, sure.
I had never caught it.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 years of hearing that song.
That's right.
Never caught it.
That's right. And after 30 years of listening to Ghostbusters, I just realized that Invisible Man is not a ghost. You shouldn't call the Ghostbusters when there's an Invisible Man in your bed. All right. Jim, good to see you, man. We'll see
you
tomorrow.
See you. Thank you.
Okay. We got a break here. We got the news coming up in 6 seconds.